This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox are in action tonight. Their road trip continues, taking on the Houston Astros, and it is a Crochet Day.
Nice.
Garrett Crochet and his 13-4 record and his 2.24 ERA. We'll try to snap this brief two-game losing streak going up against Christian Javier. Looks like he is, is he making his season debut? No.
Is he?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. I think I was looking at some splits for him earlier today. I was going to say, get the lefties in against Javier. I thought he's made some outings, but maybe.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't see a record here. I think he was on the shelf. But either way, it is Crochet Javier tonight. 8:10 first pitch, 7:10 pregame here on WEEI.
Javier's first start, you got TJ.
Okay, so he's back.
How about that?
Yeah, it was all around it.
Yeah, you were right there. Maybe I was looking at his stats from a year ago. Maybe that's what I was
Maybe you were. Huh. Sox are a -175 on the money line.
Okay, maybe I like that.
The crochet effect.
That is the crochet effect.
They could use it.
They're going to need a big crochet start tonight. It's not a must win, but they're going to need a big crochet start. Yeah. They got to take 2 out of 3 from the Astros or else it's a wasted road trip.
Grab back. Grab back. Grab back. Grab back.
I come on. Grab back. Fast as you can.
You name that movie.
I don't even know if I could tell what that was.
Sleeper hit, really. People say it stinks. They're wrong. Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh.
It won like 25 Razzie Awards that year for worst movie of all time. But Tom Green, it's electric.
Yeah. People
He's doing the backwards man.
The backwards man.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
What?
I've probably seen a clip or two. I don't think I've ever seen
that. He thought about watching it.
I don't even know that I did. Yeah.
It's really, really good. Okay. I'll bring in the DVD for you. You can have that. Sox have made a couple of roster moves, and they're going to have to make more. So, Ali Sanchez will be active tonight for the Sox.
Okay.
They also have brought up left-hander Yovani Moran.
Okay.
From Worcester.
Okay.
But they haven't said the corresponding roster moves yet.
Okay, so let's guess who's on the way out of the
Connor Wong?
Well, okay.
Is Narvaez going to the IL, Wong just like done?
I wonder because they could retroact. I thought Narvaez said he was going to be in the lineup today.
He played yesterday.
Wait, he was.
He came in the seventh inning yesterday.
Oh, did he? Wait, was he? Was he one of the pinch hitters?
No, they pinch hit Toro, then they put in Narvaez.
Oh, so after that.
All right, okay. But they got to do something. They're not going to have 3 catchers, I don't think.
So then they can't, but then my point's wrong then. Then they can't backdate that to when he was out of the lineup. So maybe it does speak to Wong being off the team. Maybe they'll carry 3 catchers, as you just said. Who's the odd man out there? I don't really know. Who's the odd man out in the bullpen? You think it's the end for your guy Hicks?
Or
you think
Isaiah Campbell?
No, Campbell. Campbell's already behind everybody else. He's on there now.
I actually forgot he's even on the team.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe Ken's guy, Chris Murphy, if he had options. But yeah, no, Campbell will be the guy for sure.
No, Hicks has got to be teetering, though.
He is something. Yeah, yeah, something teetering. Like that for
just,
sure.
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, what do they do? That'll be interesting between now and first pitch. Mm-hmm.
Eagles guard Landon Dickerson was carted off the field with an apparent leg injury.
Not great.
Get some lineman injuries. We had Rashawn Slater last week. This is another big one.
Well, so I was reading up on this. Was Slater one of these hold-ins where he wasn't really participating in camp, I thought is what I read. I don't think that's the situation with Dickerson, but you know, you do have to worry about that to a degree, and this is what we talked about with Terry McLaurin. Like, I don't think the Patriots are trading for him, but a guy who is missing all this time, I think injuries tend to follow. So it's a horrific situation with Slater. I don't know all the details on Dickerson, but that's a big loss on their offensive line.
No one told you that was going to be this way. Grab back. How about this? Over the weekend for the Jacksonville Jaguars, kicker Cam Little hit a 70-yard field goal. How do you like that?
I got pretty excited when John Parker Romo hit the 57-yarder
in the preseason game.
Never mind 70.
Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Most leagues that have kickers still. I know you got rid of your kickers, right?
Yeah, we don't have a kicker or a defense.
So we have kickers still. And so it's, you know, field goal for three. If it's a 40-yard, you get 4, 5. I don't think they've introduced 6. It's 50-plus. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Should you get 7 points for a 70-yard field goal? I say yes.
I'm going to say no, but what they should do,
yes.
They should
it's never been done. You should get 7 points
for it.
Yeah, you
should. Do you get the minus point for a missed field goal?
You do.
So I think I don't think you should get extra points for those,
okay.
But you shouldn't lose a – if they attempt a 70-yarder, you shouldn't lose a point on that. Mm-hmm. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the cutoff for that is, but that would be my
stipulation. But that's the thing. Like, if you make it, you get the extra reward.
So, seven!
Yeah, thank you. You get 7 points.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's not how I would do it.
All right.
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Big dumper Cal Raleigh up to 45 home runs.
Woo!
He is on pace for 61 home runs for a switch hitting catcher.
So I believe he's tied for second all time for a primary catcher with Johnny Bench.
Wow.
For the most home runs in a season. And then next up is Salvador Perez at, I think, 48.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
College football AP preseason poll is out, and for the first time ever, Texas is number one.
Wow.
I would have assumed they were number one before.
One would have assumed that for sure.
Yeah.
Nick, fill me in on this. Who does Texas open with? Do they open with Ohio State?
Yeah, they do, actually.
I think it's like a great...
Something's got to get...
It's like a
1v3 to start the season.
Great, great game out of the chute.
Can't wait.
To start. But okay, Texas number one. Interesting.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison underwent neck surgery, and he is out for the season.
Oh, boy.
Out for the season there.
Huh? Going to need a handcuff for A-Chan.
Don't it always seem to go? That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
The UFC has made a huge deal with Paramount and CBS. So starting in 2026, you're going to be able to watch the pay-per-view. So the pay-per-view model kind of went the way of the dodo bird for WWE. They years ago created the network. So if you paid a monthly fee for the network, you got it. Then they have now merged over to Peacock. That's all eventually going to be changing too with ESPN and their new deal. But you stop spending like $50 for like a WrestleMania and it would just be like lumped in with your subscription. So there's still monthly pay-per-views, sometimes more than monthly pay-per-views for UFC. And they've been trying to figure out that whole model. But it looks like Paramount and CBS are going to spend over $7 billion to acquire
UFC content. So I think it's going to be easier to see like the big fights.
How much overlap do you think there is between wrestling fans and UFC? Is there a lot of overlap?
Yeah,
so I think so
ton.
Too. So all of a sudden there's heavy demands for watching all of these things. I mean, maybe
and
it's
they're
always
owned by the
that
same
way.
Place now too.
Yeah. So maybe it's always been that way. You just referenced like the pay-per-view model.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're demanding an awful lot from their fans these days.
Don't you worry, pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him our best friend.
Also grab bag.
Let's take a look at the box office. We already mentioned the movie Weapons. We did a spoiler-free review. We're going to do spoiler full on tonight's Dork podcast. But that was number one domestically, $43 million. The long-awaited sequel to Freaky Friday, Freakier Friday, $29 million. The Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan vehicle.
Checking in two at the box office. Nice.
Fantastic Four, First Steps, third, up to $230 overall, just domestically. I think it's been double that worldwide. The Bad Guys 2, the animated film, fourth, and The Naked Gun dropped to fifth.
You think I can just parachute in on Bad Guys 2, or you think I got to watch the first one?
I would probably watch the first one.
I don't want to lose any of them.
You'd be
plot.
Lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to do
you'd
that.
Be clueless. Okay. You'd be clueless on that one. We had history over the weekend, Jones.
Oh.
The first female umpire in Major League Baseball umped a game. She had the bases for a couple of games. Then she got behind the plate. History was made over the weekend. Her name is Jen Powell.
Yeah, she worked the bases.
And I don't know. Yes. I don't know if you saw.
No.
Her first call.
No.
Blew it. Screwed up. First call of the game.
Okay.
Ball 4 inches inside. Strike! Terrible.
Show?
Right off the rip.
You know what? That looks like she wants to fit in.
I think she wanted
umpires.
To be like, she was probably thinking about it for years that she's like, as soon as I get to the bigs, that first strike call is going to be so great. Ball almost hits the guy. Everyone's like, are you serious?
Are you serious? It sounds like she fits right in with the other umpires.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an homage to all the other guys. She's like, I watched you guys do this for years. Screw up. The robots are. She gets the job just before robots take it from her, which is brutal.
She's like, shout out CB Buckner.
But it's true. If you watch
Country Joe West,
I saw it over the weekend. It popped up and it like had like the little like pitch zone bar. It was like way inside. Like, Steve.
I did not see that.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I'm a genie in a
room,
baby. Yeah. Come on in. Meow.
Yeah, very good. WNBA action for you. Asia Wilson. The reigning WNBA MVP is the first woman ever to record a 30-point, 20-rebound game.
Never been done.
After the game, she was quoted as saying, it's just Asia being Asia.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good to go full third person.
Is that fourth person? What is that?
I don't know.
No, that's third person.
I would have thought Cheryl Swoops.
No, Swoops never did it.
I would have thought Don Staley. I would have thought there would have been like a 30-20 game.
No.
Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah. Damn it. Lisa Leslie? Okay. Did you already say her?
No, you got me there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I may miss grab. Grab that.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
But we did get, no, they're not. But we did get a question on the text line.
Oh.
They, at the beginning of the season, put down two hams, $20.
Oh, I saw
on the Sox to win the division.
Yes.
Payout would be like $105. Mm-hmm. Or they have the option to cash out right now for their money back. It's like, wash. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Four games back.
Well, even Cash Out Keefe says let it ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At this point?
No question.
You've made it this far.
Let that ride.
And they get hot again.
You're only getting your money back.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
All right, I think you might.
Then.
Okay.
Well, we'll skip it then.
Right.
That's fine.
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together because we don't know how.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, August 10th. Could it be William Contreras? 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI.
Okay.
Was it Kyle Manzardo? 2-for-4, 2 home runs. Was it Noel V. Marte? 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI. Was it Spencer Steer? 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Mm.
Was it Mackenzie Gore? 6 scoreless innings with 10 Ks.
Real nice outing for him, yeah.
Or was it Jason Alexander?
Oh.
The other Jason Alexander.
Oh, okay.
6 scoreless, 3 Ks.
All right, it's not him.
3 Ks.
But speaking of Jason Alexander, let's give it to the Manzier. What's it? What was his name there again?
Jason Alexander.
No, the other guy. The Manzier. Manzardo?
Oh, Manzardo.
Yeah, give it to the Manzier.
Kyle Manzardo.
Yeah. There you go, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, let's take a look. He's a former Astros. The Red Sox play the Astros. Also played for the Indians, Braves, Phillies, Snakes, and Orioles. So okay. Those are 6 teams over an 11-year career.
Sure.
He was an outfielder who would bat from the left side, throw it from the right side.
All right.
Yep. So he's digging in left.
Yeah, sure.
He's digging in from the left.
Got it.
Throwing it in from the right.
Uh-huh.
2-time Gold Glover, 2-time All-Star.
Wow.
And was also the Wilson Overall Defensive Player of the Year.
What year was that?
I didn't know what year they gave.
Is that the Platinum Glove? No.
Well, no.
This predates the Platinum Glove?
He won Gold Gloves in 09 and in 10, so I assume it was one of those years. He broke in with a cup of coffee in 06.
Michael Brantley?
And he was done after 16. No, not Michael Brantley.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
That is a good guess.
I saw him reach.
That was a snipe.
The Gold Gloves were in Houston?
Yes. And 1 All-Star game was in Houston. 1 All-Star game was with the Braves. A 266 career hitter.
He swipe you a bag?
He would.
Okay.
He led the league in steals.
Hang on.
Not once, not twice, but thrice.
I'm going to be so bothered when I hear this guy's name.
Yeah, you are. I thought you'd get it right away. And I also thought maybe we had him.
Oh,
61
no.
steals
no, I can
twice.
I can picture this guy.
52 steals.
Michael Brantley was a good name. It's not like Jared Dyson, but he was like a Jared Dyson-esque player.
Jared.
What was that guy's name?
Jared Dyson?
Gerard Dyson?
Jerome Dyson.
Jerome Dyson?
I think so.
I thought it was Jared. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Jared Weaver. Jared Wilson.
I don't want to look because I
text
know.
Line has
I know
it
they're
going
to have
No, he's a pretty good player.
What was this guy's name?
That's the key to this whole thing.
Oh, but I can picture him.
That's what you got to come up with.
I'm looking. Michael Bourne. Damn it.
He got it.
Michael Bourne. Michael,
Michael
Brantley.
Michael Bourne.
That's why.
Michael Bourne to run.
Michael Brantley.
I think they said that on SportsCenter a few times.
Yeah. Michael Bourne. I had some shares of Michael Bourne in fantasy.
How could you not?
Yeah, that guy would swipe your bags
he'd
like you read about.
Steal like crazy.
I don't remember him winning Gold Gloves. I do remember him burning up the bases, though.
Fast.
That I remember. Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah. Michael Bourne.
Yep.
Good player.
You're a random player today. Congratulations to Michael Bourne.
So good. I almost remembered his name.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's every day in the grab bag, your random ball player here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And you got the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it's time now for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it is a potential new nickname that I feel like is really taking over.
I think it already has.
The Patriots backfield. Andy Hart's standing by, so we'll get his thoughts on this as well. But this might be the origin story of a great nickname. I have a nickname idea, actually.
Oh.
You guys ready for this? You guys all sitting down? Looks like it. You know Cerberus, the three-headed dog monster that guards the underworld?
I know a succubus, which is what
Cerberus.
Bill is in a relationship with.
Cerberus. Yeah, we'll get to her later. Cerberus.
No.
Three-headed dog monster protects the underworld?
Sure.
I think the Patriots might have a Cerberus backfield. I've come to this conclusion. I think Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Travion Henderson are all going to be involved, and they're going to sort of all feed off each other, and they're going to be referring to it as the Cerberus backfield.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a feeling that's going to catch on.
Thumbs up in the back?
All of it.
Remember,
he loves it.
Remember where you were when you heard it.
Loves it.
Because
okay.
I feel like that's catching on. For sure.
I don't know how we copyright things. I've never gotten about copywriting things, but I know that's going to be a T-shirt. I'm going to lose out on money on that. But the Cerberus backfield.
Ken, let's get some hats. For those, if you could. Let's get those going.
It's not going to be hats.
If you don't mind.
Hart, what do you think of that? You like nicknames.
I do like good nicknames.
Okay. Oh, that's all right.
How do you spell C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S?
Starting off on the wrong foot.
C-E-R-U-S.
Cerberus.
You didn't take a Greek mythology class?
I did. I remember the dog you're referencing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Did you say pathology there?
No.
No, he said mythology.
Oh, okay.
This is a Joe Mazzulla, Bill Mazzulla moment.
Did you say Bill Mazzulla? Then we played the cut, and it was like Joe Mazzulla. Like, very clear.
Yeah, no.
Or as clear as I can say it.
I agree with the sentiment.
Okay.
I'm not sure we hit it out of the park with the nickname.
Three-headed monster, though.
There's something there.
Okay. But that's what it is to one step further.
What portion of the fan base / audience knows that word?
93.7?
Nope. The ones that get it, though. That's good. It's gonna
hit
real hard.
The geeks that get it, the nerds that get it, students that are studying mythology.
Right, so it's very niche.
Yes. You think it's the his heart's in the right place
absolutely.
With that nickname.
Thank you.
They're all gonna have a role, so Stevenson doesn't have to be worried. You think Duggar has to be worried at all?
Yes, I do. Now, I don't think he's gonna get cut because the dead cap hit would be massive. I've heard people like, well, you can trade him. Who's gonna trade for him?
No, you're not. You're doing like a pick swap or something.
You don't really have this like network of guys that like if Mayo was coaching somewhere, you might say, oh, Gerard Mayo loves him. Maybe his team will trade for him. He's not. He's in the witness protection program. So I think you're probably stuck with Duggar, but he hasn't been good for a year and a half. He's never covered well. I don't see the role for him. If he didn't have a massive dead cap number, I do think he would be in trouble.
Okay.
Does he have a nickname?
No.
Kyle
nothing.
Duggar.
Nothing from
so.
The time.
No.
Even Fitzy's like Greek mythology, a little dated.
Yeah. So that's Kyle Duggar. You guys have Drake May on the show today. Patriots Monday starting up.
2:30. Andy went one-on-one with Drake May coming off the practice field due to their schedule weird week. So
all right. A real exclusive.
Yeah, we talked to Drake May, which is another bad draw for me visually because he's like 6'5". Five, but I did speak with Marcus Jones for the first time.
Oh, there you go.
Eye to eye, baby.
Oh, nice.
Little tease, we may have discussed our little man syndrome and how we both maybe fall victim to it.
I think he's doing fine.
He seems like it. He plays all three phases in the National Football League.
He's doing all right with it.
Yeah. I'm doing interviews with him.
All right.
He's like, we're going to stick together, right, Marcus?
Like, yeah, that'll be 4:30. So 2:30, Drake May, 4:30, Marcus Jones.
Okay, Patriots Monday.
And lots of reaction to the statue. To the game, everything, obviously.
Statue as well.
Yeah, did you guys not talk about the statue?
No, we did. I wasn't going to tease
Panther,
that for you guys.
Tom Brady.
But yeah, we did have some statue thoughts if you missed any of that.
Right.
Odyssey app. Tune in for WEEI Afternoons. That was the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. For just $14.99, you gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 on a Tier Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.